Brian and Trisha, and it's time for the morning conversation. What are your thoughts on paying it forward?
And we're talking about like going through a drive through at a restaurant.
Yes. Let me explain the reason that we're doing this. A woman complained because someone paid it forward for her at a coffee shop and paid for her $10 order. She said that made her feel pressured to do the same thing for the person behind her. So she did, but the order was $30. And so she says this paying it forward thing is nothing more than bullying and peer pressuring.
I could see it. I mean, there's been times in my life, if I'd have been in a pay it forward situation, I'd been very grateful because I was broke.
Yes.
But then if, you know, my $4 order was paid for by someone, great. And then somebody behind me had $20 worth of stuff. I might not have been able to afford that.
Well, there is some form of pressure to feel like you've got to pay it forward for the person behind you, but you don't have to.
And here's the thing. You shouldn't do good, kind acts or nice Christian things out of pressure.
Right.
It's like, you know, I'm going to be nice because people are watching me.
And if you aren't able to, don't do it.
Right.
Because, I mean, well, for one, don't put yourself in debt for something that you're not able to do. You can pay it forward another way. Do it another time at a different point in your life. There is no reason that you have to do it. It's a kind gesture that somebody else has done. If you're able to carry it on, go for it. But eventually it stops anyway. You know, I mean, somebody's going to stop it.
Right.
So, you know, please don't feel like you have to do it. And I mean, it kind of hurts my heart that this person feels like it's bullying because it is a kind gesture. It's because somebody felt like, you know, I want to do something nice for somebody. And then it turns into a bad thing.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Please don't let that happen.
No good deed goes unpunished. Ugh. Hi, Brian and Trisha.
Yes. I just want to comment on the paying it forward thing.
Yeah.
I always, if somebody does that for me, don't have a lot of money, I pay at least what I was going to be able to pay for my coffee, my meal, so on and so forth.
Okay.
So I don't feel pressured. I think it just makes my heart really feel good that somebody done that for me.
Yes.
That way you're not in over your head, but you still can help out.
That's great. I love that.
Exactly. Just act like you appreciate it.
Yes. Good thought. Thank you. Who is this?
My name is Angie Carlson.
Well, have a great day.
Thank you, too.
Hi, Brian and Trisha.
Good morning, Brian and Trisha. This is Bill. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I think that people who pay it forward are awesome. I don't think that the person who has been given a gift should be upset about it because, you know, somebody's reaching out with love and kindness to you, and people who get upset about that tend to not know how to accept gifts and love and kindness. And, you know, it's not expected that you turn around and do it again right then. I mean, it's just something that people do, you know. I do it sometimes in the drive-thru, and, you know, it's not supposed to be something that you're supposed to be thankful, you know.
Yes.
Hey, somebody helped me out today.
Yes, I love that. And that's true because, like you said, it's not something that you have to turn around and pay it forward right then. You could do it at another
exactly.
point. Yeah. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Have a great day,
you
guys.
Too.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
All right, so that's our morning conversation. We're asking, is paying it forward a good thing or a bad thing? Do you feel pressure? You're like, uh-oh, this guy's ordered behind me. He's got a van load of soccer kids. This is going to be $80, you know?
Well, and I guess, you know, this started because this woman was complaining because she felt pressure after someone had paid for her coffee at her order at this coffee shop. And so then she was pressured and she felt like, you know, but I'm going to do this. But then their order was $30 and hers was only $10. So she feels like it's bullying and peer pressure to pay it forward. And I don't agree with that. I feel like if you can do it, then do it. If you can't, then just be appreciative of the gesture that somebody just did for you. And at some point in your life, maybe you can pay it forward.
That's our morning conversation.